Tech Check.
Brought to you by Bird and Bird, a global law firm in Ireland offering pragmatic advice to companies carving the world's digital future.
And Jess Kelly, of course, is with us in studio this morning with Tech Check. Jess, much of the talk around AI has revolved around the impact on jobs, but a pilot program in LA is using the technology to predict homelessness and to allocate resources to prevent individuals and families from reaching that point. This is really interesting.
Yeah, it's a fascinating pilot program that has was launched in 2021. And basically, the way it works is the city gives forward data to this software, and it can analyze and create a predictive model based on somebody's interactions with whether it's medical services, whether it's food stamps and so on, and predict the likelihood of them losing their home and falling into homelessness. And the idea is that before they reach that point, interaction and intervention can take place, therefore preventing that from being a reality. Not only is that great for obviously the individuals involved, but it saves taxpayers money because there are figures that
show... I would say is why they're doing it in America more than the former.
100%, yeah. So I think there's a calculation that shows it's around $35,000 per homeless person. That's what it costs taxpayer. And we know if you're looking at stats in the US, homelessness is on the increase. There's per population, there's a 12% increase on this time last year. So this is a massive issue. And utilising artificial intelligence in this way as a preventative tool is definitely making inroads. They have been talking and looking at different case studies in the LA area where people have been prevented from either losing their homes or sleeping on the streets. And it's just about the coordination of the services. By using a predictive model, you'll know if there are certain districts where, you know, X percent is likely to need accommodation in the next number of months and so on.
And do you think, Jess, could this be applicable and rolled out to do other things, to maybe benefit our cities or our societies in other ways, the same kind of modelling?
Yeah, there's definitely a case for predictive and preventative applications of artificial intelligence. What you do need to be careful of, however, is the biases that can come into data like this. So we know, for example, there are police forces in different parts of the world. I know there are some in the UK and indeed in the US that are using it to try and allocate resources for policing. But what you do find is that, now whether you agree with this notion or not, but more resources are allocated to certain neighbourhoods over others. And that can then lead to the stereotyping of individuals in those areas. So it's the balancing of the seesaw. Looking at trends, looking at data from previous years, looking at what's likely to happen, but not allowing the data to dictate absolutely everything, because you then do have heightened stereotypes and then you also fall victim to potentially missing things as well.
Look, good stuff. Thank you for that, Jess. As ever, we shall chat to you again next week.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.